They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild.
They've gone wild. Wild chatting.
Wild chatting.
Wild chatting.
My pants.
Welcome back, listeners, to another Wacky Wednesday.
Welcome to another episode of Wild Chatter. And if you are subscribed to our Patreon, then thank you for watching our video.
Yes, yes. We are just starting to bring video, so we hope you guys are enjoying it.
And check out our Patreon, Wild Chatter.
Wild Chatter. So I would like to start today's conversation off with the controversial topic of if the death penalty should be revoked or continued.
So explain that to me. Like, you think people shouldn't ever get a death penalty?
Yeah, in some states, you know, that was such an old way to reprimand somebody for, you know, being in prison for a mistake or whatever.
And do they still hang them?
I think it was like electric shock.
I think they would do electric chair or the noose.
I think that's really old school. But today, that's like how really old.
Do they just shoot them nowadays?
No, it still is like, it's lethal injection.
They give them a shot that kills them.
Yeah.
Do you think they die immediately, or?
It's supposed to be painless and pretty quick.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So do you think?
Well, wait. If that's a thing, then how come people who are trying to commit suicide don't try to get their hands on that? That'd be like the best way to die. The easiest.
I don't know. That's a good question. People who commit suicide, like, I don't think that they always think about going out in like a painless way. I think that they just are so miserable and pain inside that they just want to die.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the times that you're like, my makeup, I want to kill myself or whatever. Where you're like, I'm fat, being dramatic. And you're like, you're like, I don't want to shoot myself. That sounds scary and dangerous and just messy, you know? And
this
just
goes from, I don't want to do my makeup
and
to
painful.
Like, I'm not going to shoot myself. That sounds dangerous and messy.
And then imagine people have to walk in on that and see that. That's fucked.
Well, that's like what's really sad is like when you do, like if anybody were to commit suicide, I think that's like a huge reason why it plays into like being so selfish is like who finds you, how they find you.
The aftermath is the selfish part.
Yes.
And then I feel like, what's the other ways? Like jumping off something is scary the whole way down.
I would never want to jump off of anything because I feel like in those last like 2 seconds you regret doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like that impact has to just like
and then smack. And then sometimes you don't die depending on how far the drop was. Yeah, your vegetableism. And then there's like, yeah, I feel like the easy way out, people usually just choose pills. But
a lot of people, I was just watching that Marilyn Monroe documentary on Netflix, and there's a lot of controversy around whether it was a suicide or a murder, but I guess that there was a lot of people who did report that at that time she was unhappy in other areas of her life and that she could have just been partying too hard. She could have just...
But she was overdosed, basically?
Yeah, that's how she was...
With what kind of pills and stuff? Was it pills?
She was mixing like sleeping pills with alcohol, and the amount that she took on the day that she died was just like way too much, but there was a lot of things that were covered up and like hidden. And
pretty sure that's the same way they killed... was it Brittany Murphy?
Brittany Murphy just died mysteriously.
With pills.
Where it looked like it was a suicide.
And they were like, she's on all kinds of pills.
Okay, so here's a good one. Controversial topic. Do you think Marilyn Monroe, Brittany Murphy, people who get into like those positions do commit suicide? Or do you think that it was murder by other people and it was made to look like a suicide?
Yeah, I think it was definitely murder and people are onto they want their money or something. Mm-hmm. Like in the Brittany Murphy case.
Gone.
Yeah, in the Brittany Murphy case, I think the husband and her mother were having an affair behind her back. The mother had moved in to take care of her. And I think they were drugging her up so often to like take care of her. And she was a serious hoarder if you watched her fucking documentary.
Mom or Brittany Murphy?
Brittany Murphy.
What?
You would die if you saw it.
I didn't know there was a documentary.
I think it's on Netflix or Hulu.
It's called the Brittany Murphy documentary.
I think something like that. Okay. And her bathroom, it should have been a nice house, you know, from all the money. Her bathroom, there was like her big, beautiful, like tub had like the square panels on the outsides, yeah. and there was just stacks and stacks and stacks of boxes full of product, like clear ones that you would dig through to find stuff, just stuff everywhere. Like I would have a fucking full-blown meltdown if I were to step into her place.
Okay.
Total hoarder. But I think that they were saying like nobody trusted the husband and the mother.
Really?
Because they went on to date after. I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah. So I think that they.
You think they killed her?
They were getting her fucked up and they offed her. They overdosed her and made it look like she did that. And then the mom moved out for a while and they acted like, you know, they were like. Set grieving and whatnot, and then I think they reunited with her money because the mom got all her money, or he did, the husband. I think they both did, and then they became together. I don't know. And then what happened with Marilyn Monroe? Was there anybody who?
Yeah, I'm still watching a little bit of the documentary. I haven't finished it entirely yet, but there was a lot of controversy around. You know, she wasn't very happy towards the end of her life. She got involved with the Kennedy brothers, and it was a different time back then. She was born in 1926. And so it was only like the 60s when she was like, she was still pretty young. She was like in her 30s and stuff. And she wanted the family life. She definitely wanted children over like being famous and having that career. She would have chose to just like.
They always do. I know, they always want out.
The ones who don't want it get it.
Well, I think it's once they have all the money, they're like, I'm good on that aspect. Now I want out.
Yeah, now with I don't my money, do this anymore.
And they're already too famous. Like,
well, so she was so famous and stuff like that, and she had a hidden affair with these Kennedy brothers, and it was never disclosed which one, but it was assumed that it was the president. You know. And this was a huge no-no at that time.
Oh, I'm sure. The fucking... everybody's so corrupt.
Thought of her as a whore. You know what I mean? It wasn't like today where you can be naked on the internet and it's okay. Like,
yeah.
It was really... Like, there was a big controversy around, like, her being praised and loved by people. And then other people, you know, being disgusted by her sexuality and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
I'm sure it had to do with the president and she was murdered.
Well, so she maybe was going his, to like, therapy, and I guess that looked bad. Like, it made her look like a loose cannon that she was, like, going to therapy. Yeah,
back in the day, therapy was, like, frowned upon. Like, you need to shrink. You're fucking right, psycho.
Like, you're losing it. And so it looked really bad, and then she was getting depressed, and she was taking pills and drinking, and then the night before she died, or the night that she died... the people that they think may have been involved, they were at a concert with his wife and he left the concert early. Like, and then the wife had like reported like, yeah, she was interviewed and she's like, yeah, I remember she's like, we just got called out of the concert. We had to leave right then and there. And Marilyn Monroe died that night and the wife went home and the husband did not.
Mm.
So where was he? He wasn't accounted for from the hours like of 11 to 3 a.m. And then she was found dead.
Are the murdery hours.
Mm-hmm. And so apparently, too, there was also something that was in the documentary that wasn't informed. We didn't know about till way later. Marilyn Monroe didn't just die in the bed like everybody said that she did. She was actually put into an ambulance and brought back to life and then died again in the ambulance and then put back into her bed. So how fucking weird does that look?
Why the fuck would the ambulance put her back?
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's like all these weird missing parts and pieces.
And they're like, no. She died in her bed. Well, the ambulance didn't happen.
And it's crazy because you wouldn't get away with such things today.
Fuck no.
Like today you can't get away with any of that. But back then it's like, well, you know, they didn't have this many cameras and they didn't have this kind of logging and they didn't have like the kind of like intel that we have now, you know?
Yeah, nowadays you're fucked. Can't get away with anything.
Nope.
So back to your original question about the death penalty. like, I guess I don't know if I agree with it. Like say a murderer. Charles Manson.
You know, some people are guilty, but some people go to jail and they're not guilty.
So Charles Manson, he even admitted it. There's video. There's proof. We know, right?
Multiple people have come
forward. He's all crazy and whatever. He should probably die. He should have gotten the death penalty.
You know, he's out. He just got out.
Stop.
He hangs out with Johnny Depp.
No, he does not.
Yeah, they're hanging out.
You're lying.
Nope.
How old is it? Does he look wrinkly?
He's very old. He's a very old man.
What? How can they let out a murderer like that?
He's out.
What? How old is he? Like 90?
Mm-hmm. Like he could die soon.
He could possibly kill somebody.
Probably.
Why would they let him out?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
He has like a huge following too.
It's I know. He's like so
people
famous.
People praise him for being that way.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Scary.
That is gnarly. So I feel like he deserved the death penalty. But then again, somebody who could be wrongfully, you know, or like a rapist. Like a rapist of young women. What do you think of that? Death penalty?
I don't know. I feel wrong playing God. I don't feel like I should be the one to choose who dies and who lives. I don't think that that's like, I don't want to be in charge of that choice.
So say you hated this person because they did one of these horrible things to someone you love, right? Obviously, you're coming from like hatred. So you're going to want them to either die or like rot in jail forever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like get life, a lifer. So which one, what do you think? What if somebody like raped and killed me? Some man. Just cause. Would you want him to die?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want him to get the death penalty. Yeah. Instead of like suffering in jail for the rest of his life.
No.
Staring at walls.
I don't think that he should be able to live.
Yeah, I feel like ending him would be better.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like people say, oh, the bigger punishment is going to prison. It's like, no. Because they just have a whole other life in there.
We've got all kinds of friends who've gone to prison and stuff.
They have a great time.
There's TV in there.
It's like vacation.
Yeah, these boys get to eat like yummy snacks.
These boys get to eat.
They make they make chili cheese like you know, hot Cheeto bags.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's actually not too bad. I actually tried that like a really long time ago.
It's a bomb. First,
yeah, it's bomb.
They get to eat top ramen and they get to fucking watch TV.
They could work out.
They have yard time.
Yeah,
they have friends in there.
Yeah,
it's a whole new life on the inside.
Right.
So yeah, I would say
in that regard.
Depending on
like
the person.
If you take a life, I guess, yeah, it's an even trade. You take a life, you have to give one.
Good one. If you take a life, you have to give yours.
Yeah, but like...
And rape, too. If they're underage.
That's punishable by prison, because once you're in prison and people know that you're a rapist, you too will be raped.
Ooh, the booty hole.
Mm.
Mm, the booty hole's in big trouble. Okay. The death penalty. Yeah, I guess.
It's just fucked up. I don't like to think about it. But yeah, I mean, when you put it into terms where it's like me trying to think about if that happened to someone I love, makes it really simple.
Yeah, but if they're just like, if they robbed a store, they don't deserve the death penalty. I'm trying to think about other things that they could do. If they like punched a cop in the face, like, no.
No.
You know?
You should not die if you punch a cop in the face.
Cops are people too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you look like an Eminem?
It's Marshall Mathers.
So
an Eminem.
Speaking of death.
Okay, this is like
it's
fucked
not
up.
Funny, but it is funny.
It's funny to think about like the consequences, but it's not funny to think about if this was happening to you.
What would you what would you do?
I know this has happened to multiple people.
I've heard it.
You hear the occasional like you know, bigger lady gets pet chihuahua and rolls over him while sleeping and crushes him in the bed, right?
Yep.
Or knocks him off the bed and kills him, right?
Yep.
There's lots of that.
There's lots of that.
Yeah, there's lots of that. You have to be very careful. If you're a chihuahua, you should not let it sleep in your bed.
Yeah, well, that's why those teacup ones are so dangerous to have.
Yeah, so aside from that, so imagine you're hanging out with a girlfriend. You guys are, you know, you came back from happy hour, right? You're all tipsy. You're having a good day, whatever. She dives onto her bed. She's like, come on.
Yeah, like, jump up.
Come sit next to me, bitch.
Pop a squat.
Like, let's relax for a little bit. So you're like, okay. And you like jump onto the bed and sit down exactly the same way that she did.
Yeah.
But you hear a yup! And a crunch.
Oh.
Like, yes. Okay. And you hear a crunch noise and a yelp at the same time. And you're both like, oh my God. And she's like, Phoebe, the dog, right? And you rip open the covers. And the fucking chihuahua is under the bed where you jumped and laid and you smushed him and killed him.
my God. Yeah, I don't know. If it was me and I killed someone's dog,
what would you do? Say it was your best friend. Say it was Al Pal.
I'll buy you a new one.
You'd say, I'm so sorry. I'll buy you a new one. It's replaceable.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'm just saying, I'm so sorry. I don't know.
Would you feel like self-conscious about your weight, or would you just feel like it was an accident?
You know me.
Would you feel like a dog murderer?
I would try to get out of there. I'd like jump out her window.
Would you be like, I have to go. I have a meeting.
Yeah, I gotta go. I love something on the soap.
I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I think I would immediately start bawling my ass off. Well, because
it's awful.
It depends. Like, yeah. Do you know immediately the dog is dead? It's not moving. Oh my God, it's limp. Or are you guys rushing to the pet hospital?
I think that you would try to, like,
rush to the pet hospital. Yeah. I think she just left the girl because she was like,
it's dead.
They knew it was dead. They both were like, and she was just like, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. She got sick of saying, I'm so sorry. Like, they were crying. Sorry. And she was like, I have to leave. Like, well, I'm going to go.
In the other girl's position, if someone just killed my dog,
you want them out.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I need to be alone
with my dead dog.
And
I want to hold it against my body
and let it just
smell him a couple last times.
Cry on him.
And cry on him. Ugh.
And then they're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
It ruined their friendship.
I could see that.
And that's happened with, like, multiple females that I know. Girlfriend killed the dog.
You were saying to me, you were like, what if your best friend killed your dog? Like, would you still be friends with them? And it's like, depends on the friend, I guess. Depends on the person. I don't know.
If it was Al Pal.
Yeah, I mean, obviously if it's Al Pal.
What if it was a newer friend, like the blonde from Hollywood?
Yeah, probably not.
You'd be like, I hate her.
I'd be like, I'm sorry you killed my dog with your fat ass.
We can't be friends.
You're like, get the fuck out.
And I never want to talk to you again.
Don't, unless you come with a Yorkie in hand.
Yeah, would you like feel...
I would accept the new dog, though, and I would be friends with them if they got me a new dog.
Okay, so then say they kill your dog, and then they're like, I'm going to get you a new one. Like, what's the grace period? When do you want your new dog by?
I'd be like, I guess, like, in 2 weeks. So it's, like, enough time to cry, but then, like,
that's pretty not soon time for a new depressed. Dog.
Well, I would be
very
dark.
Depressed.
It would be a dark day.
Yeah, if somebody killed Rammy.
Ew, Jade. Sometimes people, like, come into my work and they tell me about their dogs dying. And I start crying because, and they're like, I know. And I'm like, I'm not crying for you. I'm crying because I have a dog and one day that's going to happen to me.
I'm not crying for you and your loss.
I'm not crying for your loss.
Thinking of myself.
Thinking of me. It happens to me.
I know. I know. Like, Mom the other night at dinner, she started crying because we told her we're not close with Dad.
No, dude. Jade just randomly brings up. She goes, so Mom, and we're all eating like our fucking shrimp scampi, Clams Casino. She goes, so Mom, would you rather be cremated or buried? And Mom's like, oh, cremated. I'm like, yeah, Mom's always said that she'd want to be cremated. Yeah. And you're like, okay. And what else did you say?
Like, where would you want your ashes spread?
Yeah, Jade's making it, like, so real. Really painting the scene. And
just wondering. No, but I was talking bawling. About Dad, and I was saying that, like, we're not close with him right now, and she just started bawling her ass off and was like, I can't imagine a life if I wasn't close to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sad. Me and Mom are both really sensitive. I feel bad for you that you have to hang out with cancer.
Oh, my God. You guys cry all the time.
All the time. Jade fucking just goes, where do you want to sprinkle your ashes? And I go, whoa!
Yeah.
And then they all look at me and we're all eating and they're like, is she crying?
I don't like the idea of cremation. I don't know.
I hate the idea of cremation.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate it.
Like,
you're not burning me alive.
Put your body, it's not alive, you're dead. They put your body in a fucking machine on a bed, like a metal slider, and they slide you into the fire. And then when you're all burnt up and, you know, ashes, then they pull you out and they let your ashes cool off, and then they pour them into a fucking urn.
Yeah, mine. You'd get all my piercings.
Ew, can you imagine having that job?
Ew.
Like,
it smells like dead bodies.
Dumping the ash.
You know what it smells like when we burn our hair on the curling iron.
Oof, I heard those cremation area centers, like, stink.
Ew, I bet.
Yeah.
They're literally barbecuing bodies.
In the Ozark, that's how he gets rid of all the bodies that they kill. He owns a like funeral home where in Ozark, the show I watch. Jason Bateman, I love him so much. I listen to his podcast, shout out Smartless. So good. So good. Okay, they'll do like a secret guest star for the night. And it's with the guy from Will and Grace, Will, and he is gay in real life, but he's like a husky gay. I didn't know that. Yeah. And he will surprise them, and he'll be like, yeah, this person is blah, blah, blah. You know, this person is like a world renowned friend. And then they're like, oh, they're like, is it a friend like from Friends? And they have to guess it. And then in walks in the guest star, and they had Courtney Cox, Monica from Friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it turns out they're all like best friends, and they go to her house for dinner like every week.
Oh, how funny.
Fish tacos and shit.
Fish tacos.
They're like casual, and they all like bounce off each other and tease. They also interviewed Sandra Bullock, and they call her Sandy because they're very close with her.
That's funny. I just watched the
Sandy
proposal.
Bullock.
Sandy Bullocks. I just watched The Proposal with her in it. And she's so funny.
I love that
love
one.
Her, dude.
She's weird.
She's so interesting awkward.
And awkward. Yeah, what I didn't like her in was the space one.
Space one.
Yeah, where they're like lost in space or whatever. I think that's what it's called, Lost in Space. Okay. No. I don't know. She's like stuck on the tether thing and she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And that's it's basically the entire movie.
She's stuck on the tether thing, like, oh my God.
Floating. Oh my God.
You were so
funny. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And that was about it.
Okay, back to what we were fucking saying.
So, we get so off topic. I was just asking about the dog. Now you have to ask me.
Yeah, so what would you do if I killed Ram?
You?
Yes.
It can't be a friend?
No, it's me.
I mean, if any of my friends killed Ram or you, I would have to forgive. And I don't think I would want a new dog for a long time. And every time that, like, I'm with a client or a friend and they're like, well, what happened? I'm not going to be like, Teal sat on him. I wouldn't like, keep bringing that up. I would probably just lie and be like, he died of old age.
You would protect your friends.
I don't want to have to keep bringing... That's a horrible thing to keep saying. And then
Teal
everybody...
fucking sat on him.
Yeah, and they're like, so what are you going to do? Like, is Teal going to get you a new dog? How does she feel?
Right.
I would be so sick of the stories. I would just say my dog passed away.
Yeah.
You know, of old age. He had something wrong with him. They don't know. I wouldn't keep telling people that you smushed him.
Yeah.
That's a morbid story to keep repeating.
One of my friends had a really tiny little dog, and she went to her friend's house, and the friend had a big dog, and she was like, oh, I don't want to bring my little dog because you have the big dog. And she was like, no, the big dog's fine with little dogs. It'll be okay. And she's like, I'm really worried about it. He's really tiny. I'll lock him in the bedroom, in the spare bedroom. Is that okay? And she's like, yeah, of course. So they locked it in there. I guess one of the kids opened the door, and the little dog got out. 2 seconds, that dog was dead. And my friend was in the bathroom peeing, and she heard all the commotion, and she's going,
and she's like, oh my God, oh my God.
And she's wiping, and she's like coming out like, why is everybody like screaming? And everybody's holding the little dog going like
crying.
Yeah, what would you do then?
It'd be a very traumatic moment.
It's very traumatic.
I don't know, because I don't even know how to treat people's dogs when they pee in my house. Like, what, do you run up and beat their dog for killing your dog? I think I'd
don't
be
think
like
be friends with put, them either after that.
I'd hold the dead dog and be like, put your dog in the crate like right now, you know?
Like punish him.
And I'd be like crying and bawling and hugging, and I'd be like, what do you like, I have to go and you take the dead dog with you?
God, you handle death actually really well. I'm starting to remember all of the dead animals that we've had. We've had a lot. We've faced a lot of dead animals.
Yeah, growing up our parents bought us all kinds of animals.
Dude, the cats. We had so many cats. For like 30 years, we had fucking cats.
I usually just hold the cats and cry. They have pictures of me holding every animal that I've ever had that died, crying, and I'm holding it.
That would actually be like the funniest TikTok. It's just a slide of all
We should
the
find
photos.
Them all. It's fucked up. I know they have one of me and the squirrel. I know they have one of me and my rat, Henry, the blue rat, the fat one. I know they have one. There's another one. I think there's a hamster. There's a hamster one.
Jade's like, I collected gerbils until they died.
Yeah. Our parents got sick of buying us animals. I didn't feed them, you know? It was like a learning experience.
Okay, so here's another thing. Trippy dippy. If you could clone your animal that she just killed and you could bring him back to life, would you do it?
I don't know. No? I don't know.
And would you agree that cloning then should also be allowed for humans or no?
Well, the dog aspect, it depends on how I feel about, have I already grieved the death?
It just happened. Right now, I just sat on Ram. He's dead.
Was the clone exactly the same?
Yeah.
You don't
exactly
know that.
The same.
In all the cloning movies, the clone tries to steal your life. And the clone is usually cooler.
Well.
Or better.
Yeah, there's like a couple things like
that.
What
if you had a clone? Mm. Okay. And your clone waited till you were at work and fucked your boyfriend. Because she wanted to feel good, too.
Is this clone like a computer? Like, can I program it like a certain way?
They always fuck up.
Or are
up.
They just like a person?
They start to learn. They start to learn more and remember and learn enough of things. Mm. And they try to steal your life.
I would only want a clone if I could, like, computer program it and control it.
Yeah, like
and
a robot.
And then it was just, like, a robot version of me.
Well, would you send your clone to work?
Fuck yeah. All day. That is what she would do.
So I feel like she'd have to have some kind of, like,
personality
intelligence, for sure. So what if she tricked your man? Your man thought she was perfect and acting like you and a sweetie.
I would, like, leave
out... You're out at the beach with your friends, and you come home to your clone fucking your man.
No, I would leave out a certain touch.
Better than you do.
No.
Leave out the throat.
Yeah, I would leave out, like, a certain tattoo. No, it'd have to be one that wasn't that obvious, so that...
One of the face tattoos. The clients don't remember your face tattoos every 5 minutes.
But yeah, and then I would tell my man and be like, babe, you know which one is the clone.
What if he knew and he fucked her anyway? Because he was like, it's
he
you,
would
right?
Never. He's like, for me, it's no different.
Well, would
for
you
me?
Be jealous of this clone taking over your life?
Yeah, that's not the purpose.
And then what if you can never kill the clone?
Death penalty doesn't exist.
I don't know. It's a robot, so you'd have to rip its head off or something.
I don't know. I'd probably just do this whole, like, Marilyn Monroe, Brittany fucking Murphy planned suicide thing where it looks
to
like
the clone.
Killed herself. Yeah. I mean, the clone killed herself. I
okay.
don't know.
Even weirder.
Okay.
You kill the clone. Clone is dead now. Do you let everyone in the world think that Teal has died and fake your death because your clone died and then go start a new life somewhere else in Bali?
Interesting. Did everybody knew I had a clone, though?
No.
No one knew.
No one knew. So now they think you're dead because your clone died.
Well,
do you get a new identity and start over?
Did she save us a lot of money? If we worked really hard while this clone was around, we saved a lot of money, then yeah. Maybe.
Hmm. I don't know.
But then I would obviously tell you guys.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's smart to fake your own death because...
people always find out.
Well, because later down the line, what if I need to be alive for something? Because I am very much alive.
Say your clone dies, you dye your head brunette, and you head off to Bali. You start a new life.
Why do I need to run away?
I was just wondering, if your clone were to die, would you take that as a... Would you just let everybody know now I had a clone? Or would you take that as a...
No,
I'd
just get rid of it. And I wouldn't tell anybody a thing.
Proper disposal.
Yes. I would get rid of her. I wouldn't tell anybody a thing. And that would be that.
I don't know what I would do. Do I want to fake my death and run away? I don't know. I kind of like my life.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would have to... Life. Cats would... But if people found out, cats out of the bag. Like, yeah, I had a clone. Then they'd be mad. Like, which one was I talking to?
Dude, I could never run away because if... Me and my boyfriend ran away together, people would know. They would be like, who did he run? Which brunette did he run off with? And then they'd figure it out that I dyed my hair brown and ran away.
I don't think they would know. Your boyfriend lives across the world right now.
Yeah, but someone would be like, who's he in Bali with?
Maybe on his side of the family.
Right. And then they would know I was alive.
Yeah, but not like people out here that you know.
Right. Well, what if somebody spotted me and was like, you're Teal, I know you are. Here's, like, your Instagram with all your fucking obvious tattoos that you clearly have.
You would delete that and start a new one with your brunette life.
Huh?
Oh, you want to know something really weird we can end the note with? Yeah. When my girlfriend passed away, one of my best girlfriends passed away when we were young. And it was like 2 weeks after her passing, I'm on my Snapchat and I get a message from her, right? Her name, Snapchat, popped up on the, you know how Snapchat's like blah, 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 is typing. Her fucking name, typing. And then I was like, I shit my pants. Like, I was like nervous and like, oh my God, you know?
Giving me the chills.
And I went to open it and I got the, it was a message. And when I opened it, it glitched out. So I didn't get to see her message. And it was gone. Like, it was like, I opened it. So there was no message there. And then I wrote, you know, something like, hello, question mark. And then nothing. So maybe she was trying to send me a message from the heavens.
Oh my God.
And I never got to see it because my phone did something weird. Or maybe she wanted to let me know that she wasn't gone yet.
Like, I'm okay.
She was on the in-between or something.
Yeah, God, you just gave me the chills. Yeah, I've been doing so much, like, research, I guess. Visual research, video watching.
Video research, video watching.
And I so believe in all of that. I believe in ghosts and stuff. I watched this one where these kids, they say kids are like a portal to, they have a veil.
They remember weird shit. Well, I think they're so fresh on their new life that they remember their past life.
There is this one really trippy video and the mom was like, dude.
And you forget about
it. My baby has come into the bathroom 4 times today and has done this every single day and starts talking to the air vent. She's like, I'm really freaked out. And so she kept coming in going, come on, baby, like, there's nothing there. And the baby's, like, looking at the mom like, what do you mean? Like, how do you not
see,
like,
the
pointing
air vent.
At the air vent and looking at her, like, and then she's going, there's nothing there. And the mom's getting mad. And you never want to discourage a child because then the child goes, like, oh, like, maybe I don't see what I'm seeing. You know what I mean?
You think it was a ghost?
100%. I think it was a spirit.
That's a whole other topic. We need to do an episode on ghosts and spirits and stuff.
Right, right, right. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Wild Chatter.
Wild Chatter.
Wild and out.
Wild Wednesday.
All right, guys. And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
have
you
a great
so much.
Day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.